Wait, actually, not all. Don't break the thing. I need to move the microphone. Because we need to find a spot.
We did not think about this ahead of time.
We are professional
podcasters.
Okay, here we go.
You know, you can just start over.
Perfect. Nope. No, we gotta record everything.
We only do one take. Just like,
Episode 9. This is episode 9.
Of our podcast that you should be listening to. Words.
Obviously they are.
People say words. Say that.
But they might.
And this is a very special episode.
It's our first guest star episode.
Yay. This is Christian. Christian.
Say hello, Christian.
Say hello, Christian.
Hello, Christian.
Say it louder. Speak louder.
Hello, Christian.
That's better.
Okay. Look at that. He has waves.
I think I peaked.
So Christian is joining us
all the time.
Yeah, we do a lot of peaking.
So we're voyeurs.
Yeah. Yeah, voyeurs.
Yeah. Do a lot of peaking.
That's gonna be good.
All right. See, now I'm gonna
Now it's awkward silence.
So don't awkward silence.
Because then we flatline.
Talk like a normal person.
This is our first episode with a special guest. It's the podcast is pretty straightforward. Essentially,
if you've been listening, actually, Chris, how about Kristen? How do we do podcast?
You guys just ramble on and you roll the die and pick your questions.
Whoa, it's like he's listened.
Good.
I've listened to that parts of some episodes.
Like the 30 seconds I showed you?
I listened to half an episode today.
Whoa! Just yeah. so he was like, oh shit, what am I getting
into? I
gotta
do my research.
Which episode did you listen to?
oh shit, now I'm trying to... I was thinking about on the way here what you guys were talking about, and now I've already forgotten.
Probably peeing on my balls.
Everyone loves peeing on my balls. The episode. It's the best episode. Go and listen to it.
I don't know if it is, but it's clickbaity.
It's the most popular that people have watched,
yeah,
I thought.
You know,
what? They've watched it?
That's the most listened to episode.
It's peeing on my balls.
Peeing on your balls.
Peeing on your balls.
Is that the one that has 12 listeners?
Yeah, like, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's maxed out, man. It doesn't get any higher than that. iTunes is blowing up.
We're getting that iTunes money now.
Yeah, sweet, sweet iTunes Skrilla. 10 cents a week.
Well, that was a 10 cent week. Usually it's 2 cents.
Usually it's two.
Whoa. You guys are actually making money.
Yeah, but they round down.
No, we're not.
Oh.
No.
They round
and no one sends us emails either. Today we're calling out. Wait, who are we calling out today? We're calling out Josh.
Josh.
And I'm going to call out Shelby again.
Yeah, Josh and Shelby.
And
we're going to call them out.
Robert.
Robert, yes.
If you know who you are, if you're listening to this episode, stop the episode. Send everyone an email.
All those people.
Send
all three of them. Send each other an email.
No, send an email to all your friends saying to listen to our podcast, then send us an email, and then listen to the rest of the episode, and then send another email saying, did you listen to the podcast that just finished their most recent episode? Listen to it.
And then PR, promote, subscribe, like.
Upvote, downvote, flag. Report.
Really
report. Report. Report.
Oh, where's our piece of paper?
I have it right here.
You have it hidden. Christian, would you like to be the first?
Here's how the podcast works.
Yes, we did. We roll the dice and we ramble on.
I thought I told you how.
Yeah. So today we have five questions. We don't have to go through all five. We're special guests, so it might take us a little bit longer.
Do we have a five-sided die?
We have a six-sided die.
No.
So if we roll.
No.
We should have like.
Do they not make fives?
We should have like a tequila shot. If you roll a six, you have to.
Okay, go pour some tequila.
I don't have any tequila.
Then don't suggest.
You
that.
Don't have any. That was terrible.
I was hoping Wayne might have some.
Why would I? I don't ever buy tequila though. I only drink tequila.
So we have five questions. So we roll a six.
Make more noise.
It'll
with
be
that
a
paper.
Reroll.
Okay, there you go, Christian. You can do our super special.
Yeah, you can roll first.
Our special roller, and if you roll it on the floor, you die.
Six.
Oh! Shot of tequila. Oh.
I'm going to drink some of Andrew's beer.
Oh, there it goes.
That counts.
All right, Christian, try again.
Come on, six.
Go for a double.
No, I got
number
three.
All right, now you can try and read this question.
Christian immediately knows how to... He's like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
If you couldn't wear socks ever... Oh, that's crossed out. Okay, no.
It's
would
gone.
You rather never... Do I have to say it louder when it's in all caps?
Apparently.
Okay, would you rather never be able to wear socks... Or wear socks, but get the chicken pox once every 3 years. Socks or pox?
Socks or pox?
Do they all
have
like
an answer to this?
Would you rather?
Do they all have a subtitle after? Because I like the socks or pox.
Socks, really,
but it's really good.
Yeah.
That can be the episode.
What do you mean socks or pox, baby? Would you rather socks or pox?
Wear
socks or wear socks? Hey, where do you go first, Lane? Would you rather never be able to wear socks?
Can I wear sock alternatives, like leggings?
Well, they'd have to be, like, footy leggings.
Yeah. Okay. Or, like, really, really thin slippers.
You won't be able to put shoes on.
Well, why not?
They don't think they sell slippers that thin, do they?
They probably do. Or, like, those,
I feel, I feel like if you have slippers that you can wear in your shoes, then you're cheating.
And the magical curse.
I think it's like anything that fits in a shoe counts as a sock.
So I have to. I feel
so
like
my dick would count as a sock.
Yeah. Size 2 children's shoes.
I can't. So
just
how about
they still light up?
Yeah.
Can't get out.
Every time you get an erection, the shoe's like.
So let's
carry on.
Anything. I have to wear shoes barefoot.
Yeah, you gotta wear shoes barefoot.
Yeah, I'll wear shoes barefoot.
And yet,
I already wear very few socks, as you can plainly see.
You only wear one sock.
But that's...
Where's the other foot? Where's the other foot?
They're both bare.
Whoa!
The secret...
Wayne has this tendency to take one sock off and leave it wherever he is.
Yeah.
And so, like, at a week later, Megan and I will pick up, like, 3 or 4 socks around the house and pile them in front of Lane's room.
It's a weird compulsion. I get home, and I'll be, like, sitting on my legs, and I'll be like, I have too many socks on. I'll take one off. And I was like, I need to not be here anymore, and then I'll just...
This is the one time where you're like, oh, my foot's cold.
My parents call me one sock boy.
I have a similar compulsion. When I get home, I'm like, I'm wearing too many clothes, and I take them all off.
And your girlfriend's like, I guess it's that kind of night again. And you're just like...
No, she's like, oh, okay, you're home.
Don't you get...
It's not that kind of night.
This
it's
just
like,
normal. This is my life.
Hello, honey.
Sometimes it amuses her how quickly
how fast. It's actually just all Velcroed on. It's just like...
She'll go to the bathroom, come back to the room, and I'm already naked, watching YouTube.
The pale glow of the screen illuminating your white body.
My pale white body.
Your super pale white body.
Beautiful.
That's the most beautiful scene of all.
Does she do the same thing?
Sometimes.
Do you consider yourself a nudist?
Yeah, but when I'm out of the house, I wear my clothes.
Right, because it's illegal.
It's not illegal.
Yeah.
No, wait. You can't have your dick out.
Yeah, exactly. You can't have your dick out.
You can't have your dick out.
It's public indecency.
Right.
Well, depends on your dick.
I would...
Also, can I just say that...
So, chickenpox once a year...
I'm not going to pretend that I don't know you farted.
I didn't fart. I burped.
Well, it's...
Oh, it would smell a lot worse. Megan made me take this kale powder. It's like straight up kale extract in powder form, and you put it in a glass and you drink it. And she wants me to do it daily.
Let's go get some.
Oh god, no.
Let's just tell Megan.
And I drank it yesterday and it was just like nonstop.
Why don't you just eat kale?
I do.
It would have the same effect, wouldn't it?
No. It's very concentrated.
Oh, it's concentrated kale.
It's very concentrated.
This is another episode title, Concentrated Kale.
Concentrated poopy kale.
How about Kale to the King?
Kale to the King.
That would be a slogan for a restaurant that had kale products.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you, Christian?
You didn't answer the question.
No, I'm asking Christian though.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so
first
of all, I had chicken pox, but that was so fucking long ago. I don't know what that would be like.
So
I don't know.
You suffer through it every 3 years.
But I'm suffering through it, but how?
1 year.
I don't really
one year.
Have the experience,
once every,
you know?
Once every year.
Three.
No, every 3 years.
Oh, every 3 years.
Once every
oh.
3 years. Too late, you already chose
fine, I'll eat chicken pox. Have it fun being way worse when you're an adult and it kills you.
I don't know.
Am I still living where I live, or do I have to? Can I be somewhere else?
Yeah, we'll say you can be somewhere else. Everyone moves.
Well, fuck that. No socks, man, because I'm not going to wear shoes then.
Oh,
I'm
going to
be living
somewhere.
On the beach. Done.
You clever girl. You clever, clever girl. I'm going to pick, I just don't think I could deal with chicken pox. I'm going to pick no socks. Although it really, like, if it was a little bit less of a disease, if it wasn't quite chickenpox, it was something like a little bit more simple.
Like what?
Like if you get the flu really bad every 3 years.
The flu can kill you.
Yes, it can. So can getting hit by a car.
Yeah, but
so can hypothermia because you don't have socks on.
Yeah, but you wear shoes or slippers.
You can wear UGG boots.
Yeah, there you go.
Ooh, I just wear UGG boots
so,
all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Or have,
Crocs.
Like, steel toes.
You don't have to wear socks with Crocs.
Yeah, yeah. No socks.
But then you would have
all Crocs.
So many other problems.
Because you're wearing Crocs.
Oh, that'd be so gross. I'd be so lonely.
Yeah, because Megan's just going to dump you as soon as you start wearing Crocs. It's just...
She'd be like, Andrew, you're supposed to pick socks. And I was like,
Megan's there sitting with chicken pox. Like, I have chicken pox. Why didn't you?
You were supposed to.
Well, it'd be terrible if you had alternating chicken pox.
Oh, God. Especially if it was, like, 2 weeks, and then, like, she finished, and then I got it for 2 weeks.
That's only...
That's the worst.
I feel like it should be once a year.
You say that like she ever finishes first.
That's what she said.
I'm gonna insert a rim shot right there. That's gonna be... I'm gonna insert me going... And then a laugh, and then it'll have this.
Ah.
Yeah.
So they have something to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever worn Crocs?
Yeah, of course.
No.
Never.
When I was like 14. They were just the Holy Souls, right?
Yeah,
they were super convenient. I don't know why, like, sure, they're ugly, but they're convenient.
Yeah, but so are slippers.
But they're ugly.
Not when you're at the beach.
Oh, if you got beach slippers.
What is a beach slipper?
I think they're called sandals. Oh, right, those ones.
Or aqua socks.
Aqua socks.
Oh wait, can you wear aqua socks? Or you have to take the chicken rice.
You have to wear Crocs.
Right.
I would just wear those.
Yeah.
I feel like those are also socks.
No, shoes.
I don't know. We'll have to consult Weird Curses 101.
Is that in the D&D handbook?
All right, we've met this.
Player's handbook, or is that in the DM handbook?
DM handbook.
Okay.
All right, Lane, roll it away.
I want to read. Oh, I re-rolled.
Oh, buddy boy.
2. I want to read. Write.
Right?
Write the plot for the movie title, Ghost in Invisible Bikers? Ghost in the Invisible Bikers? Ghost in the Invisible Bikers.
That's a really long title.
Ghost and in really the repetitive. Invisible Bikers?
Ghost in...
In the Invisible Bikini. No, this is an actual movie. What? Okay, we have to look up the plot for this movie.
We also need pen and paper if we're going
to
write
it. Yeah, apparently we have to write it.
No, we just make it up.
So we're going to pause this podcast.
No!
We each write a script for this movie line.
And we'll send you to the link to read it.
Yeah. Megan says it's bikini. Because the walls in this house are paper thin and she can hear us.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
Yeah, bikini makes more sense than
bikini. So we're not going to write it. We can talk about it. So what would your plot be for the movie title Ghost in the Invisible Bikini?
I hate your fucking weird tone that you do. When
My monotone.
It's like I'm trying to be a sexy fake news reporter.
Whoa.
But it sounds, I don't know, it just fit, like it sounds.
Welcome to Friday Night.
Like that sounds obviously fake. That sounds like, I don't know.
It's talk show radio host.
Yeah. Ghost in the...
Ghost!
My...
Me!
Christian, you go first. We're going to make Christian go first.
Yeah,
that's
right, Christian.
Actually, I went first last time, so Christian, you go
it's
first.
It's true. It did. So, the bikini is invisible, but the ghost isn't?
Allegedly.
Ghost in the Invisible Bikini. Yeah, so it's like Emperor's New Clothes sort of idea?
No, because the bikini is invisible.
It's a ghost bikini.
Well, I would assume that the ghost is also invisible, because I've never
seen
one.
Oh, it's a ghost. God.
I think this movie is going to be a single take, obviously. and it's going to be in a coffee shop. And because he's wearing a bikini.
Yeah.
Or she. No, he. Could My ghost him. Is a he. And he's wearing his invisible bikini. At a, non corporate coffee place that has no name. Well, it has a name, but it's invisible.
Barstucks.
Tarsbucks.
Barstucks.
Barstucks?
Barstucks.
Sure, but it doesn't say that on the sign.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just got a picture of an upside-down mermaid.
I like it. That is
a
yellow.
Ghost.
And, so you just see a coffee cup going up and down as he drinks his coffee. And but it's for 3.5 hours.
Nice. Longer than our movies.
Ours is like 2.5.
Yeah, we do 2 hours, 45 minutes.
You broke the 3 hour mark, man.
That's an epic
commitment. It's like Lord of the Rings all over again.
You guys ever see the Kickstarter for the film about paint drying?
What?
How much money did they make?
Is that actually a Kickstarter?
Oh, well, it got kickstarted. It's like in the UK, every movie that gets put out has to go through like the approval process to make sure that there's not like bad shit in it or whatever.
Right.
And as a filmmaker, you have to pay tons of money to get this done
yep.
before you can release your film into any theater.
Right.
And so kind of as this like
protest by this independent filmmaker about the added costs for independent filmmakers. He kickstarted a film that was literally just, he painted a wall and then it was drying for like 3 hours or something. And the money he was going for was to submit, pay the fees to submit it to this.
Oh, so that they had to watch it.
Yeah, so they had to sit there and watch the whole thing.
Wow. What a clever little dick.
I bet I would donate maybe a couple dollars to that.
Probably throw $5 his way.
Did you guys heard about the potato salad Kickstarter, right?
Yes.
No.
A guy kickstarted, he's making potato salad, except he got like $500,000 for it.
Yeah, so it sounds ridiculous, and then you... But then I went and looked it up, because I'm like, this is ridiculous.
This cannot be real.
And there were, like, a lot of copycats that were, like, getting no money.
Oh, yeah.
But if you actually read the thing, it's, like, in the, like, $1 and $2 things, was, like, if you donated $1 or $2, I don't remember which one, he would say your name, like, in the video
so
while
like
he's making it.
Like, an hour. Oh, yeah, so he's just there with
so,
the list.
So it's actually, it's not like this guy made a potato salad and made a ton of money. He had to sit there for, like, hours and say name after name.
He took it quite seriously, too. Like, he put he donated most of the excess money to charity, I think.
Well, what would it be, like, a $100 donation or a $500 donation?
I don't know.
You got tickets. He did a giant potato salad party.
Did you get a potato salad?
I think if you donated and you could go there, you could get some of the potato salad.
Wow, that is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Free potato salad.
Well, not free, because you paid for it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's invested potato salad, so it's even better. It's even better than free.
It's really good potato salad, because you
actually,
invested
it. No, he and promised it, that he didn't know what he was doing. He's never made potato salad before, so it might not be good. He actually...
Oh, good God.
So I don't know what the verdict is.
Gross.
What's okay.
Good thing we did a
Ghost Bikini. My movie for Ghost Bikini.
No. Say it right.
Ghost in the Invisible Bikini.
Mm-hmm.
The way that Lane loves to hear it.
Your smooth butter voice just splattering me in the eye.
I think it's about a ghost who haunts the local beaches and is in search of a real bikini.
Because his is invisible.
Because his is invisible. And nobody will compliment him on his bikini because they don't... Or her. Because they don't realize... Mine's a her. Because they don't realize that she's wearing a bikini. And nobody will compliment her. So she haunts them in the attempt for them to get so scared that they strip naked.
Okay.
And then she can
and then
steal...
And she steals it.
Yeah, she'll steal their bikini.
Right.
Will she give them her bikini then?
Their invisible... Yeah.
Yeah.
In exchange,
so they have something to wear. Okay.
They will get the invisible bikini, which then they can wear. Because,
okay, get ready to be fucking blown away.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, my movie is not going to be about ghosts or bikinis.
Good start.
It's going to be a parody spy movie where it's a Black Ops team, that's the ghost, who are deployed into some sort of beach resort to fight Russians. And it's Operation Invisible Bikini, where they have to, like, catch...
So they're the ghosts.
Yeah, they're the ghosts, and they are partaking in Operation Invisible Bikini.
Wow.
And it would be a tongue-in-cheek...
Just turn that whole thing on its head.
Because as soon as I heard... I'm curious to see what the actual plot is, because there's... What the fuck is the plot? There's a ghost, and it's naked. But it's not naked, because it's wearing invisible clothing.
But it's a ghost,
and I thought, oh, that's like Black Ops. And Invisible Bikini sounded like a fucking Operation Invisible Bikini.
Did you look it up?
I did.
Read it out.
What is it? Premise.
Okay. It's premise? Wikipedia, so there's way too much here. Okay, synopsis. Does somebody get a prize for being the closest to the real thing?
Sure.
Okay, you get to drink some of Andrew's beer if you win.
Oh, Lord.
He's already ready. He's like,
Okay. The ghost of recently dead Mr. Harams Stockley. Hey, it's a dude. Yeah, 1 point for me. finds that he has 24 hours to perform one good deed to get into heaven. He enlists the help of his long dead girlfriend. Oh, it's a girl.
Well, hold on.
I lose.
By the way, everybody, spoilers for this movie.
Right.
What year is this?
That came out in 1966.
Good God.
So, you know, it has Nancy Sinatra in it. So, there you go. Long dead girlfriend, Cicely, to stop his lawyer, Reginald Ripper, and a henchman from claiming the estate for themselves. The real heirs, Chuck, Lily, Haram's cousin Myrtle, and her son, bring their beach party friends to the mansion for a pool party, while Reginald Ripper also employs his daughter Sinistra. And wow. Jay Sinister, Hulk's slow-witted associates. I am terrible at reading. Chicken Feather and Yolanda to help them terrorize the teens, while dopey biker Eric Von Zipper and his Malibu Rat Pack bikers also get involved in pursuing Yolanda for a share of the Stokely estate.
This sounds like the most complicated, convoluted...
So what's the... Well...
Where does the whole ghost in an invisible bikini come into this?
That's a great question.
Let's go ahead and say no. I'd say you guys probably tied. Definitely wasn't a spy movie.
No, it wasn't about ghosts.
It wasn't just the coffee cup going up and down the whole time. I don't.
But there was a beach party, or there's pool parties, so beach and pool, we'll give it to Andrew. Congratulations. Woo! Round of applause. Clap music. Also, I'm going to totally take
get some of your
the
name
beer. Reginald Ripper and Sinestra and Chicken Feather for characters in Dungeons & Dragons.
D&D characters!
Reginald Ripper, that's like...
That's Reginald Ripper is a very good name.
Yeah.
Reginald.
No, he'd be surly.
like how would he talk?
He would talk like a Reggie.
Go on.
You know, like he wouldn't talk like, because Reginald would talk like this.
Oh.
Like, Reginald would talk like
Reggie, a real dickweed.
Yeah, Reggie would talk like a surly person, and he'd cut your face.
He'd had too much to drink, and he's got a really stiff jaw.
And he would carry, like, an axe or... No, a saw.
A shiv.
No, a saw, because he rips.
No, it'd be a saw that he made. So it'd be like a shiv saw.
Okay, sure.
A shaw.
Well, how would that be a shiv? Because he made it, it makes it a shiv?
No.
Do you know what a shiv is?
Yeah, it's a homemade knife.
Yeah, or it's just...
Stabbing
like,
device.
It's a stabbing implement, not a saw. Congratulations. We're taking away your points.
Redactyl. All right. Okay, where is the die?
It's your turn now.
Thank you, sweetheart. We've gone through 2 to 5. Okay, we do one more and take our break.
That sounds good.
Dun, da, da, da. So 2 and 3 we've done. 4. Oh god, this one's a really big one.
Fine, I'm not reading it.
Okay. New Year's resolutions are getting a lot of flack lately, as people are saying that creating a change in one's life should be encouraged on a more frequent basis, and to hold oneself accountable to one's own actions regularly, rather than the New Year's Eve one chance to make a change. Do you agree or disagree with this new way of thinking?
I didn't follow any of that.
Essentially what it's saying is...
You should be fixing yourself all the time,
not just
on
New Year's Eve.
As one.
Yeah.
I would actually love to see an article, because I bet that's some angry internet people sort of thing, like...
I was going to say, this sounds like angry.
No one on the internet is angry.
Everyone is calm and collected.
Pretty sure I saw you trolling somebody on the internet just last week, so I don't know.
I've never trolled anyone on the internet.
I have done no such thing.
I do no trolling.
I have trolling relations with that woman.
Yeah, no, this is totally about... the whole, like... Okay, the whole concept...
I think New Year's resolutions are bullshit. If you want to fix yourself, do whatever the fuck you want.
I think New Year's resolutions are fun. I think they're stupid, though.
They're fun, but stupid.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's fun to talk about, because everyone wants to talk about it. It's really hard to make
a conversation. I've never made one, because I'm already perfect. It's started to change.
You see this,
be
man?
More perfect.
You see this sweater?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay, we got a point, so we got to bring this up right now. Christian is wearing a bulldog... What's a pit
no, pug.
The
pugs.
Pugs.
It's
my pugly
sweater.
Pugly sweater.
It's a pugly sweater. It's a Christmas sweater with pugs on it. But not only that, it lights up with little Christmas lights that the pugs are wearing.
The pugs are like tangled in Christmas lights and flashing.
Yeah.
It truly is the most ridiculous Christmas sweater ever.
I would say it's amazing, but, you know, teach it their own.
You would win a lot of
ugly sweater contests.
Yeah.
Pugly
That's
sweater.
Also a stupid thing that people have made into a thing.
I also like how your LED lights are only RG. They're not RGB. There's no blue.
I see blue.
Well, it's Christmas.
I see blue.
Is there blue?
I see blue in that top one.
Oh, there's a little bit of blue.
Yeah.
There are
RGB. It must be malfunctioning.
Because I bet it's probably... Yeah, there's definitely some blue. Mm. I'm not
oh,
insane.
I understand. It's Christmas, red and green.
Yeah.
Got it now. Make the connection. Yeah, no, this question is totally rooted in the whole fact that everyone in the goddamn new century is getting their knickers in a knot about
everything.
Everything. And
I prefer panties in a twist, but
knickers in a knot, panties in a twist.
Yeah.
Knickers in a.
Can I also say moist?
Yes.
You are allowed to say moist on the podcast.
Moist.
There you go.
I generally don't make New Year's resolutions because I know I won't do them. So yeah. It's like, I might as well say, I'm going to conquer Venezuela. Meh.
You know the new one I heard was this year? Was, I'm going to make goals. I'm not going to make New Year's resolutions.
I'm going to make goals. New Year's
goals.
Once again, that sounds like some pretentious New Age bullshit.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to talk about that. I'm doing something better than you are because you're making a resolution. I'm making a goal because I'm better than you.
Somebody asked me what my New Year's resolution was recently, and I was like, oh, what did I say? Somebody like, oh, I'm going to play more disc golf this year. And they're like, aren't you already playing disc golf, like, all the time? And I was like, precisely. I'm going to play even more.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
No.
Not coming out this Saturday.
Loser.
What are you, Christian? You ever made New Year's resolutions?
I've never made one.
You never made a New Year's resolution?
No, they're stupid.
Really? I don't think I ever have either.
This question is not applicable.
I think one year I said
in December I often think about it, and I'm like, oh, this is what I would do, and then I don't, because A, I forget, and B, I just don't give a shit.
Mine's probably been, I'm going to get more chicks. This year, this is going to be the year when I get chicks.
I'm going to get more V for my D.
Just chicks. Not V, not necessarily V for the
D. You're not going to get VD.
Vascular diseases, vernacular dysfunction, venereal discharge.
Ew.
Discharge is a good word.
Good one.
I'd say discharge is worse than moist.
It's fun to come up with fun words on a podcast. Because that's all they have is hearing. They're all just hearing, right?
That's what we're doing, is people say words.
Moist. Discharge.
Moist discharge. The discharge.
Ghost bikini. Moist discharge.
Doist McKinney?
Ghosts.
Bost Bedini.
Bost Ditpini.
I'm going to cut out everything.
Screw it. Cut the podcast.
Episode 9. We didn't do one.
It's 10 seconds of us introducing Christian, and then it just ends.
Flatline.
Well, it was great having you, Christian.
I'd probably make some bullshit thing like that.
If you were forced to make a New Year's resolution.
If I was forced. There, make a New Year's resolution that's actually genuine.
Yeah.
Right now. I'm forcing you.
Like, make.
Yes.
You're going to make one too, right?
Sure. Whatever.
Okay.
You have a Kinder Morgan water bottle?
Yeah, I know, right?
If it dropped off a bag of shit and I ganked it.
Your resolution should be to not drink out of oil company bottles.
But they probably made it out of plastic.
It is made out of plastic.
Oh, shit!
Which is probably from their oil.
I'm sure it wasn't recycled.
Not drink out of Kinder
Morgan. This was not recycled.
Okay, my New Year's resolution is to finish painting my entire Warhammer army.
Nice, dude. Good resolution.
By the end of 2017.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of work.
I'm going to say, I'm going to make an actual one. Get a less shit job.
Ooh, lame.
Or get a better job. What about you, Christian? What's your New Year's
resolution? Maybe I should just get a job.
Get a job, yeah. That would be a pretty good one.
Christian is the most professional nomadic I've ever met.
Yeah.
You have a house, though. You live in a place.
Well, I don't have a house, but
You have a. So you're
he
not,
lives
you're
in
not,
a place.
Questionable,
you're not exactly a nomad if you live in a place.
His name's not on the lease, though. His name's not on the rent.
How long have you been living in that place?
Over a year.
It's not very nomadic. Really nomadic.
Oh, yeah, summertime. Yeah.
I'm more nomadic than that, Andrew.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, in that sense.
That's yes. What nomads
in the nomadic sense.
I'm nomadic
yes. In that nomadic sense. In the nomadic sense, I'm thinking.
Define
you
nomadic.
You know, where he hunts animals with birds of prey and moves his flocks of sheep from one house to the next.
Right. How many flocks of sheep do you have, Christian?
Currently?
collectively.
Well, the negatives, they, like, cancel out the positives, so I'm at zero. Right?
Zero? Yeah. Okay. And how
still?
Many? And how many birds of prey do you use to hunt animals?
Hey, how many got rid of your house?
Well, there are...
Do you personally use... How many birds of
prey? For hunting? No. No, I don't have any. But I do live with five chickens.
Okay, which are not birds of prey.
In the middle of the city of Vancouver. They prey
on bugs.
And they bring them back to Christian.
And Graham.
They pick the bugs out of the ground.
And then
they bring them to his doorstep as, like, right. an offering.
So they do that.
Sure.
Okay.
Just not when I'm around or
observing. So I'd like to restate that I'm technically more nomadic in the moves around a lot sense.
You just move around because you do what people tell you to do.
That's why he lives with you.
Okay, actually, hold on. Every single time it's been, like...
Have you chose to move?
This every time.
No, this time. But every other time before that, did you choose to move?
No, but that's not, like, it's not a matter of someone telling me we're moving. It's a matter of us being evicted, us being... Actually, there was one time...
I've been evicted.
It's one time awesome. Where... No, that was a collective... That's a great reference. Was a collective decision the second time. Mm-hmm. So it was evicted, collective decision, drug dealers... And then you. So it's never been my decision, but it's not like someone.
Which
else.
Which move out of your first place?
Your
BCIT one.
That one was because I just didn't like it there. There was like an old woman whose boyfriend smoked in the thing. The bathroom, and it was just weird. There was an old Asian dude.
Did you turn the fan on?
Yeah, totally helped.
Well, there you go. It's fine.
Yeah, so I moved out of there to move in with Lisa, and then they got evicted. Well, it actually wasn't technically eviction. It was just the place was no longer available for rent. Then we lived in a basement suite, and no one really liked the basement suite, so we moved into the townhouse, but that was owned by drug dealers, which we found out like 9 months later, and then we moved into the detached housing, which we lived for about a year. And
then you moved in with us.
And then I moved in with you, and now we're here doing a podcast. The cool, stars have all words. Aligned.
And we're millionaires. Eventually.
Send this to all your friends.
Dime heirs.
Send me money.
Diamond heirs.
We should make a PayPal account Snipe. For people say words so people can PayPal us money.
Oh, totally. I think that'll work so well.
It will.
Mad.
Shelby, send me money. Send me money.
All right, we should take a break. We take our break. And we got two more questions.
And then we have a fake sponsor.
Oh, we have a fake sponsor?
We've forgotten the fake sponsor.
We'll give Christian the fake sponsor this week.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
Pause. Like oh, that.
We're back.
Today's episode is brought to you by.
I need the copy. Okay. Today's episode is brought to you by Kinder Morgan.
Kinder Morgan.
Click before you dig. Also, a pipeline coming to you.
Coming to you too soon.
Get pipelined, bitch.
Get pipelined.
Nice.
There's one more lawsuit we can add to our...
Ah, fuck Kinder Morgan. I'm pretty sure the Vancouverites would flock to our aid if we were sued by Kinder Morgan.
Yeah, realistically.
Why would they sue us? They're our sponsor.
Right, they're our sponsor.
Right,
we're
sponsored.
Kinder Morgan.
No one's gonna know what that is.
It's a water bottle.
Yeah, but they're not gonna know that based off that literally sound. What did you click?
I clicked pause.
Why would you click pause?
It was an accident.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Christian, you're hired.
Damn.
Sweet.
I'm gonna do... Okay, so we're gonna do...
We got two left.
Two left, five, and one.
So one, two, three, five, four, five, six.
Now that I'm hired, do I get to keep this dime?
Yes.
For this week.
Two! One, two, three,
pause, all and right. read the
we're,
article.
We're doing our,
discuss.
Our article all right. read.
All right, we'll be right back.
Talking over each other is fun. Okay.
Ba-da-da-da!
We're back from Toilet Strategies in Japan.
So the article was called...
It's
called We Have Two Monitors. We
Japanese restroom offers special toilet paper for wiping phones. And then there was this nice little fun 2-minute and 11-second video where this nice man teaches us how to wipe our butts, and then
I think there was more time spent teaching us how to use toilets.
Well, the main concept is that there's you can now get paper to wipe your phone because your phone is fucking dirty, filthy, disgusting.
And then you can take that paper and flush it down the toilet.
Yeah, after wiping your phone. Christian, your thoughts?
Sure. I feel like more than anything, it's just an advertising ploy. They do specify at the end that, and on this paper, you can find information about, like, Wi-Fi and also a translation app while you're in Japan. And it seems like these were just in the airport.
So you think it's more aimed towards tourists to get their Wi-Fi and their translation apps?
Yeah.
Generally, aren't translation apps usually free? Like, you can get free translation
apps. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But if, yeah, but if, they're going to make money somehow. If the translation app is sponsored by the toilet paper company, then the toilet paper company will put their translation app on the toilet
paper.
So
you're saying it's a giant corporate plot.
Exactly. Yes.
All right.
The corporate bond.
Get your tinfoil hats, lads.
I mean, yeah, like, I believe that there's a bunch of, like, germs and shit on my phone, but I've never heard of anyone getting sick from their phone before.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. They said there's 5 times as many germs on your phone as there is on your toilet
seat. Toilet seats are actually quite clean.
Was it 5 or 500?
5. 5 times as many.
Because think about how many times do you clean your toilet seat?
Very rarely.
No, well, you clean it once a month, right?
At least.
Yeah.
I never clean anything.
Right. Nomad.
Yeah. Except for my balls.
Baby wipes.
Christmas Eve,
Christmas Day.
New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
And then,
that's it. Yeah,
it's like the prime clean season for Christian's balls.
Yeah. I don't have to do it in the summer because I go swimming.
Ah, okay. And you get like the little fish that just like nibble on.
They eat all the fungus off.
Yeah.
Gross. But yeah, like
it's okay because it's white.
The things that are dirty in your house are things that you touch a lot, but also don't clean a lot, i.e., smartphones
and your sink.
Yeah, actually, it's really true. Apparently, like the base of your sink is like filthy.
Yeah.
Like always, it's like
that's why I don't lick it.
Don't lick it.
It has so many flavors.
It has all the flavors, whole new flavors that have grown there.
So gross.
Like the white fungus that grows on my balls. In the summertime.
Only in the summertime.
Yeah.
Those fish must be so nourished. Yeah. No, I think the article is interesting. I thought it was more interesting to learn about Japanese toilets and to learn about the whole front wipe.
The elephant.
I had never heard of the front wipe before.
The elephant.
Really?
I thought it was a bad thing to do.
Why would it be?
If you're a woman.
Because you're wiping anal bacteria towards your
It's always front to back.
Vaginal opening.
Right, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. There's some inherent logic there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, dudes, it's just like, do whatever you want. I'm like, side,
I think
left,
I might try
you can do the elephant or the horse.
I think
tail.
I might Lift try it. The front wipe sometime, you know? If I'm home alone or something, I'm bored.
Just as an experiment.
Yeah, just like as a one.
Our New Year's resolution. Well, I'll do.
I feel like if you do the front wipe, personally, whenever I poop, I usually just peed, right? So if I'm doing the front wipe, I'm probably gonna get piss all over my arm because my dick's just gonna get away.
But you just like move to the side.
So now I'm two hand wiping.
Right.
I get an apparatus.
The horse tail.
Or you can try and dry your dick off with some paper towel or some toilet paper, and then throw that in the toilet, and then do the front wipe.
But then you're wasting paper.
Right.
All you gotta do is shake. just listen to Taylor
poop?
Swift.
Like you just shake your.
Just shake it off. Shake it off.
Oh. I think that's how it ends, right?
Yeah.
It ends with an oh.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
Got it.
That's what that song's about, right?
Yeah.
It's shaking your.
It is for me now.
Yeah.
That was really interesting. I thought it was really interesting. Have you guys ever used a bidet?
No. Have you ever used the, what do they call it?
Squatting? The squatting?
Squatting potty?
Well, no, because that's like, the squatty potty is like
I've had to squat
a platform that you can get for your toilet. But this is actually like toilets that are like built
to
into
squat
the
on.
Floor.
I've only squat pooped like four or five times
in the woods.
I don't even do it in the woods. I find a log and I sit over the log.
Really?
Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
Or a bumper
it's
poop.
Actually, you know it's actually a lot
truck.
Better for you
bumper poop
to squat when you poop.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
because that's like the ergonomics of there's that you can buy.
But it's a lot harder to use my smartphone.
It's true.
No, well then
it's also a lot harder to get hemorrhoids.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
For which one? The American
squatting
one?
Potty.
It's harder to get hemorrhoids on the squat one.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's better. It's still better to squat then.
Yeah, it's way better to squat.
Oh, okay.
It's not natural.
We're making this joke that it's sacrificing the use of our iPhone.
Yeah. Well, no, but what you can do, because you can buy a stool.
Yeah, squatty potty.
Oh, is that what that is?
The squatty potty.
Oh,
is a
yeah,
stool.
with the unicorn.
The unicorn that has like
it
gets the hemorrhoids.
Yeah. Oh, he gets hemorrhoids. Oh shit, I forgot about that. But
it was on Shark Tank.
Yeah. It got really famous.
Fun fact.
It's a smart thing because.
Yeah. My brother's playing a squatty potty
wait,
right now.
I need to pause. I need to pause for a second.
Okay, pause.
Yeah, science.
Interesting.
It's science.
Science.
Yes.
Actually, would that be? I'm not going to go any farther into it.
It's just muscle memory. More muscle.
No, I'm just curious, would that be offensive? No. Or is that just science?
Yeah,
well, I don't want to risk it.
It's the internet. A, bit of column A, bit of column B.
I've got my copy of Mein Kampf. It says right here.
In Mein Kampf. Yeah, no, I really want to try a bidet. My landlord's my last place had a bidet installed. And every time they went away, I was always tempted to, like...
Break into their house.
No, I had to break in. Because the lock on our downstairs basement was on our side.
Oh, you should have done it.
So I could just open it up, go on
upstairs... That was probably a test.
And try the bidet.
That was probably a test.
They pretty much just got it installed to see if I would go do it. Yeah. They had, like, cameras set up ready to watch me.
So, but then after you use the bidet...
Yeah.
Do you, like...
Yeah, your ass is all wet.
I feel like you'd have to.
So, do you use the paper that like falls apart, or do you use a towel?
Someone just carry a towel. These are like.
I feel like you would have hand towels and you would have ass towels.
I feel like people
could you imagine
bidet.
Like who mixing like not knowing which one is for the face or which one's for the ass?
Well, it's like I mean it's
just
not
sniff them.
It's not at all related, but it reminds me of my ex-girlfriend who would get mad at me when I'd dry my hands on the face towel because the. One towel is only for the face, one's only for the hands, and I'm like, it's a fucking towel.
I have one towel, it dries my face, my body, my balls, everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. My balls, then my face,
and you never
then
need
the
to clean
my
it,
feet,
because you're
mouth.
Just drying things you just cleaned.
My butthole, and then my face again.
Joe, I've never had pink eye.
I never had pink eye either.
Christian, you ever had pink eye?
I have. Like 3 years ago for the first time.
Really?
It's probably because you were using the hand towel.
I got it from said ex-girlfriend.
Oh,
I got it from her sister, who probably just, like...
Her sister used the wrong towel.
She used the butthole towel for her face. That's the one thing you don't do. Okay, we have one more question.
We do.
Christian, would you like to read
our last question? Wait, just before we go on.
I have to roll the die until I get it right.
Yeah.
We're just reacting, right?
Okay, we're going on.
Discuss. We're discussing. That's it. Yeah. There's no question.
Okay, get a roll.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay, a five. So, well, then I'll roll it.
So you should hopefully get it in six chances.
If I don't get a five, then you can roll
it. Okay, we'll take turns.
Whoever gets the five has to read it, because I don't want to fucking read this shit. And I...
Back to you, Christian.
Oh, but he gets some of your drink, because he rolled a six.
I don't want some of your old English stock.
Oh, Christian got it anyway.
Also, we peaked.
Okay.
Whoa, that's
peak. I didn't pee. Oh.
Oh, everyone peaked.
Wow.
Yeah, oops.
So, like, pretty good ink blots, these wave files.
Yeah.
This is the sumo wrestler going for the sparrow. Should dressing your pets in, quote-unquote, cute outfits against their will be considered... an offense to animal rights? Well, first of all, how do we know it's against their will? Are they telling us?
Also,
I totally agree, but I mean, if they're cool with it, then they're cool with it.
If you have consent first,
yeah,
it's okay. You gotta get consent first, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's a little bit, you know.
When dressing animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or ordering.
Also, isn't every single thing that you do with a pet against its will? Like, as an animal? Like,
you're
it's like, hey, you've been born into this world. I am going to abduct you and make you my friend for life.
You cannot leave the house, and you can only eat when I allow you to eat.
You will eat on the floor while the family eats a meal. And maybe you won't eat that day. I don't know. Maybe I'll forget. And you'll be trapped inside for days at a time. And also, I'll dress... Like, dressing them up...
Can you twirl your mustache while you...
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm keeping it, so I can evilly twirl my mustache.
Yeah, that's excellent. I think dressing pets in clothes of any kind should be totally illegal, unless it's like a sweater and the dog is like a little chihuahua that has no hair or something.
No, I don't think it should be illegal or against any rules, because whenever I see an animal wearing clothes, I know immediately to not talk to or, like, their owners, and just avoid them altogether.
Oh, that's a person I shouldn't talk to.
Yeah.
That's a person that I'm not going to get along with.
Exactly.
That's a very good point. Yeah. It's a very good, like, red flag warning.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like, oh, no, not going to talk to you.
But also, it's like one thing, like...
You draw a very good point.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Why would you say it should be illegal to dress up your dog?
Because I think it's stupid.
Okay, so everything that you think is stupid should be illegal.
Exactly.
That is my mentality towards things, so I can't really.
Exactly.
So this podcast, illegal.
Yeah.
Shots fired. Shots fired. Well, even I think it's stupid. But I don't dislike it. Because I've done it this many times.
Yeah, we've gone on. We're at
we get to like
nine.
Episode 15 and it's like, ah, we're bored.
But you do a lot of things you don't like repeatedly.
Well, it's not like...
You shouldn't keep saying what it is. We gotta
make everyone knows where Lane works.
That's a great
idea. No, actually,
idea.
I don't think everyone does.
Well,
he
said it twice today.
Lane works at...
He works at a drug dispensary in the electronics department.
Yeah, that's pretty vague still. Any drug dispensary.
With the electronics department.
Okay.
What about you, Lane? What do you think about
it? I don't really... do whatever you want with your weird animal slave. If it doesn't...
No.
If it doesn't like it, it's probably going to make a fuss anyway, and you probably... Like, I know that we're... Because I put, like, glasses on my dog all the time, trying to take pictures of him. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. Like, if he doesn't understand, he doesn't even comprehend. He won't put on socks. Like, if we try
but
to
he'll wear glasses.
And he'll usually, like, whap them off. Also, he's really old, so he doesn't really put up much of a fight, so I can, like, headlock him until he puts it on.
Until he puts it on.
Do you have selfies of you and your dog both wearing sunglasses? Like Blues Brothers
no,
or something?
But I don't think. No, it wouldn't be a selfie. It wouldn't be a selfie, but there's definitely some photos on the internet, on Facebook somewhere.
Probably your dog wearing sunglasses.
Or in like a camera somewhere. I don't know.
It's in the camera.
Yeah.
It's inside of the camera.
The photos are
I've
in
rolled up
the
I've,
camera.
They put it in the cloud.
Yeah. No, it was from a really old camera too.
No cloud.
No cloud.
Interesting.
Get your feet off my computer.
Yes, master.
Yeah, I don't really care.
No, if you dated just a question. If you guys dated a girl and you guys like you know
No, like period. Like, Lane?
If
Lane.
I dated a girl...
End of question.
If I dated a girl, I'd be this much more happy.
Let's spread those fingers a little bit there,
let's,
bud.
Let's make it exponential.
Yeah, it's times 1,000. If you dated a girl who had a dog and she dressed it up all the time, took selfies with it all the time, would you ask her to, like, slow down or just, like, let it go? Would you ever mention it?
Well,
would you like bring it up as a joke? Maybe
I will refer back to my reasoning why people should be allowed to dress their dogs,
so you can avoid them.
Yeah. So I never would have talked to this girl.
Yeah.
Therefore,
but let's
we
say,
never would have
let's say you didn't know. Let's say you met her at a coffee shop. She never dog with you. You guys hit. Excuse me. You guys hit it off. It
and
was
I didn't
great.
Know she had. I never saw her dog until we moved in together. Like
I don't know.
I
like
don't understand
the situation. Like you guys went on like two or three dates, and then and
then she shows up with her dog and like Santa Claus over.
Yeah.
Then it's like, you get a pass because it's Christmas. I mean, look at my sweater. You get a pass on
yeah,
Christmas.
Yeah, because it's, you know, you. Yeah.
But then, you know, if it's fucking like.
And like a week later,
July,
she's like,
and
it's
like
a New Year's baby. It's
like,
a New Year's
yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, game. Outfit. And then the next week, it's just like, I don't know, some silly dog outfit.
I believe the correct. The term the kids are using these days is ghosting. Also, invisible bikini.
It's gonna catch on. It's gonna be 2017. They're gonna invisible bikini them.
Is that the only thing that sucks about this person?
Yes.
Uh oh. It's my printer. My printer has come alive. This is the that's the only thing that
You've
sucks
angered
about them.
It.
Yes.
Yeah. Screw it. I'll date a person. Whatever. I've got weird hobbies. She
no.
Have weird
what if
hobbies.
She ever asked you to dress up as a trio that would match the dog?
Well, now back to the Christmas thing. If it's Halloween,
if
yeah,
it was Halloween,
sure, and it's hilarious.
Or if it was Christmas,
are you really cool? Actually, I would totally go out like if Megan and I could be like Jack and Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas, and we had a dog and make it the.
Oh, so you're saying
yeah.
that you would do this
only
yeah.
on Halloween?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So you're saying,
or you could be the Scooby Gang. Right?
Oh yeah. Only on Halloween though.
So you guys
yeah.
started off on like, oh no, it should be outlawed.
But on this episode.
And we're like, oh wait, that's actually kind of cool.
Only on
There's
this
an exception to every
holidays.
Rule.
We have wow, holy fuck, Andrew.
Peek a link a
beak. Gear down. Peek.
And Christian tested the microphone.
yeah. I like if how much of an obsession is it? Like, is it every day?
See, we've gone away from the question of, like, the dressing the thing, and then to Lane just being, I'm fine like, so this girl you're talking about.
What is the question again? Discuss your pets and cute outfits against their will.
Well, there's the thing. If they're cute...
It's against their will. So somehow we know it's against their will.
Well, you know, you have the dog where, like, you put on the, like, shirt, and they, like, just walk around all day with the shirt. And then you got the dog where you put the shirt on, and it... spends the whole time getting the shirt off, and then once it's off, the person puts the shirt back on.
You're like, that's messed up.
And then they add a little bit of duct tape to it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you're like, why is there duct tape on it? If I don't put the duct tape on, he just takes the shirt off.
Gets it right off.
Yeah, that's messed up. But, you know, if the dog doesn't care, then who the fuck cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's you know what? Answer. I feel free. I say, feel free to dress all of your cats.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's our show.
We have to mention our...
what are we mentioning?
Megan.
Our Megan. I believe she's your Megan.
Yes. Our logistics manager.
Not that you
logistics
own her,
and,
or
our
that
logistics
we
and content manager
people.
Megan for constructing
logistics
these jokes.
Logistics and content
because
manager.
Still, motherfuckers won't email us. Christian, why haven't you emailed us? You got an email?
Yes, he has two email accounts.
I didn't know you guys had an email.
Yes!
People say words at gmail.com!
Wow.
Send it,
Are you guys sponsored by Google?
Totally.
Wait, you got it? No one had that yet?
Nobody had. People say words.
Whoa.
People say
words. I'm going to go register the Hotmail when I get home.
Oh, damn it. No, we're not going to get that. We'll get the Yahoo.
And the AOL.
Damn it.
Username. Or
we won't have anything.
Quick link.
We'll have Gmail.
We'll have Gmail.
We need people say words at peoplesaywords.com. Mm.
Mm.
That's what we need.
Yeah, you need to make more than 10 cents a week to pay for that domain, though.
It's covering our rent so far.
That's true. I will spend no money on this project until it starts making
it's
us money.
It's kind of sad because we got to start making it soon because
wait, why?
Eventually here we're going to run out of space on
our
podcasting.
We could do a Patreon.
What's a Patreon?
Patreon is a...
Is this something for post-podcast discussion?
No. Possibly.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Yeah, they all know what it is.
A Patreon.
Because they go on the internet.
But I think it's more for video. Actually, no, I think it's anything.
Yeah,
basically.
Whatever. It's for content creators.
Yeah. So let's say we have a Patreon account and we say every podcast episode you pay us $1 or 50 cents. And that gets you these weird things that we do in the background.
Our shirtless selfies.
Yes.
Oh, so sexual.
It doesn't have to be sexual.
Things like that. Like, you basically give people rewards for paying you.
Right.
It's out there for free.
They subscribe.
But they subscribe to your Patreon, and then they pay money for every episode that person releases.
That's cool.
That's for when we're, you know... Wait, how much space do we have left?
I gotta sign... If I make an account, we get on, like, 3 months.
Oh,
on
baby.
Pro.
That's, like, 12 episodes right there.
So hopefully we get one more sponsor.
Okay, this episode is over. Thank you, Christian, for coming out.
Yeah, thanks, Christian.
Thank you, Printer, for not killing us.
Yeah, anything you want to plug? Nothing at all?
Yeah, the parts on my head where the hair's coming out.
Plug those.
Plug.
Yeah. You heard that, everybody. You got hair to spare. Christian will take it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I need
to plug. Do we have an outro? Is there an outro?
This
is People Say Words. Tune in next week. Same people time, same people words.